Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I hear airports are going good for you recently.
Oh, man.
Mr. Godwin.
Oh, I'm 3 for 3.
Just smooth.
I ain't got on a plane I ordered yet.
Oh, we sit on the runway the other day for an hour.
Waiting for somebody to pull you up to the gate?
No. No. To leave. They said we got a little inclement weather.
Inclement weather. Yeah, in Atlanta.
In Dallas. So we sat on the tarmac out there. We'd already started going. The guy said, "I'm sorry, this is the captain. We're gonna park here for a few minutes. We're gonna turn the engines off. You know, they got a little bad weather in Texas, so we're gonna sit here for a while. They'll let us."
I don't mind stuff like that.
I do.
All the cows coming off. We need a mechanic. I don't want to fly.
Hey, I've been
impressed
that they flew through this mess. Why can't we do that?
Huh?
I'm willing to risk it.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Get the baby up in the air, boys. Let's go to Texas.
Oh, man.
I'm confused.
If we're going to Texas, let's just go on and go.
That's right. Let's go.
That's what Gus said.
What's the holdup? Yeah.
No, I had a mechanical malfunction, which I don't mind them delays, but I had a quick connection in Atlanta, which we call the Hotel California, because you get in there, you might not get out.
That's right. You may not leave, boys. You can check in, but you
But I had a
leave.
Quick connection, so I broke a golden rule. I checked my carry-on.
Uh-oh.
Because I figured if there was a little trouble, then you got to wait on the valet bring it to you, and you might not make it.
So
you don't make it, and it don't make it.
Don't ever check your carry-on.
And then I flew into Atlanta while I was just going to Columbus, which is an hour and a half away. And so I got this, some kind of driving cert. What was that called?
Groom.
Groom.
I got Goblin picked up for $50 at the Atlanta airport.
So, groom?
Look, I get out the door, there he goes.
Boom.
It's a shuttle.
He's
a shuttle. They drive you.
Mm-hmm. I finally felt, because I'd never tried to get out of the Atlanta airport. I'd just gone to different gates. So I'm figuring out how to get out of that place.
You don't want
to. And I get out, and the thing's going that way.
Which way?
That way.
Okay.
Left.
Away from me.
Yonder way.
So look at here. I'm left again. So then another pulls up about 50 minutes later, and it says Columbus on it. Boy, that was the prettiest sight I ever seen. But, and I would go up there, he said, "What's your name?" I said, "John Goblin." He said, "I ain't got you on my list." I said, "Well, I can't get on." He said, "Yeah, but just hold on a minute." So, but still no luggage.
No luggage. Okay.
And then I pick Goblin up from that place, and then we go fishing. Well, Goblin gets on Ictel the whole time. He's trying to fish.
No, I mean,
he just mad, you know, just, and I get it. Like, that's an uneasy feeling, especially when you're a man like him, got the CPAP deal going.
Yeah.
You know, you need that thing to go to sleep. So finally he said, "Get up here and drive this thing." And so I got up there and got to fishing. He got on hold. Well, he had sat there about an hour on hold. And then he said, "Well, my phone just sent me an update, said my bag's coming. Should I hang up?" I said, "Absolutely not. You done been in it this long, son. Just ride it to the end." And he finally got somebody that was helpful. We got his bag.
Very helpful. That woman was, yeah.
Yeah. We got Goblin's bag and everything. Was.
Got my bag, got it on hold. She gave me a little number to tell them.
Then we went and got a steak with a handle, and life was okay.
Oh, kudos to Columbus, Georgia Airport. Them people that work in there, y'all got it going on. They're very, very friendly. I went in there, it was a ghost town. And it was in between flights, and even the car rental guys helped me. Got me up there to get somebody, and But there wasn't nobody up there, but they was all very helpful. We finally called, and the guy come out, got my bag, and boy, I went and I got me a steak with a handle.
You got him the tomahawk, boys.
You better believe it. And everything got right.
That's right. It's all working.
I'm glad I don't fly anymore.
Oh, it's miserable right now. Oh, I left here yesterday. I had to go pick Brittany up in Shreveport.
Mm-hmm.
She made it. Her bag didn't. Oh, well.
Oh, no, man.
She's home now, so it don't matter about
you. Me and Stone and somebody else. Oh, yeah, Philip.
What's the deal?
Flew in. Okay. Stone run ahead to hold the plane. You know? So we got there.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking to Stones. And tell them, hey, they're telling us here the door's shut and you're backing out. He said, the door ain't shut and we ain't backing out. I said, hey, let me through while I can get on the plane to get home.
No, you're
out. They said, nope. It said, back it out.
Stone went, you're a liar. Stone went too far down that jet bridge. If you don't hold the plane, you got to stop right past the ticket counter. I've done it.
Wait, Stone was on the plane and you weren't?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You don't send him to hold it, apparently.
Mm-mm. Stone will leave you.
I figured they would just wait. I'd already gone through the door and they said, hey, get back here. Where are you going? I said, I'm going to get on my plane. They called it. They're loading. She said, oh, honey, that's where I left it. I said, no, ma'am, it hadn't. I'm talking to a guy. He's on it.
No, you're out.
Oh, that's
bad. Then we had to go to Shreveport, like you're talking about. Then Philip had to call Alicia. Alicia had to drive to Shreveport to pick us up. And we get in like 4 a.m. in the morning.
And Stone just waved.
No, that's right. Yeah. Hey,
from the window.
No, he didn't wave. He was asleep.
That's right. No, he didn't wave. Hey.
That
didn't work out.
Moral of that story is don't send Stone to hold a plane.
Mm-mm. Hey, if you got 8 hours or less, drive.
Especially right now. I agree with that sentiment right now. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's terrible. But let me
tell you what you can't count on, a room.
No.
If you're going to stop and take a nap.
It's just like Bethlehem.
Rooms are out too, huh?
They're out.
There's no rooms?
There's no rooms.
No room in the inn anywhere.
Man, I wish I had my old job.
So I've got the question.
No,
what's going on that all this is taking place?
I can't figure it out.
People have been let out of their house.
Hattiesburg.
It's time to leave, and there's still no planes.
I guess so. Everybody's excited. Hey, look, best thing about flying right now, no mask.
Yeah.
No mask.
Zero. Yeah, throw your mask away.
Throw them away. God will approve.
That is good to know, because a person that's got breathing problems, last thing you know is they need to have on is a mask. Any type.
Yeah.
Then it don't make a difference. Hey, if you got breathing problems, last thing you want is something over your nose and mouth.
Dude, every time I got through wearing a mask at the airport or wherever I got to, my beard looked like I stuck my finger in an electric socket. That sucker's everywhere.
He said it.
Just so we're clear, I'm going to keep wearing mine because I ain't ever made it through airport so fast as when this mask deal started. Don't nobody stop you.
Anymore. Nobody knows you?
Yeah. You get from point A to point B because we always got a connection. We don't ever get to go nowhere.
That didn't help me.
Well, no, because you're getting pushed around in a wheelchair. Everybody looks at them.
I don't like
that. Philip McMillan's right behind him with a huge Duck Commander shirt on. Yeah.
And you're having a private concert.
That's only on layovers. Last thing you want to do is, hey, have me on the layover. And a long one.
He'll start singing.
Then I'll tell him, okay, hand me your earmuffs and let me get some music on.
You should put a hat down and try and make money.
Yeah, but if I give you my earmuffs and play music, you're probably going to sing. I said, hey, let's go.
My earmuffs.
Get the earmuffs over here, buddy. Don't worry about if I'm going to give a concert.
Got all that music coming out of it on both sides.
Well, let's pay for this show. Let's take a break. We'll be back after this.
You got to break it, boys.
It is goofy. I'm so glad I'm not flying right now. I'm home for the next little while.
Yeah.
We're going into hunker down mode a little bit with this new deal coming.
Hunker down.
Me and Stone are not
hunker
flying.
Down. There's a new deal coming?
Yeah, a pair of them.
real deal here, buddy. Real deals.
But no, it's aggravating, man. Like, you can't. My flight got canceled the other day for weather, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. Between here or Dallas.
Wait, was
not one. And they just said,
got canceled for weather?
Yeah, and they said, you've been canceled for weather. And I'm like, Huh. So then I pull up the radar. I'm like, was that plane coming from this one thunderstorm out here in New Mexico? Like, how in the world?
His windshield was wet when he landed.
There ain't another one? Stop. Like, are you kidding me?
There he is. I heard there was a shortage of pilots. So.
Well, yeah, I think they found out the problem when you start mandating Americans to do things. I think they found out an issue. That folks don't like to be told what to do.
Yeah.
Give them the information and let them make their own decision.
Yeah. That's like Hawaii. You can't laugh out loud over there. And
what?
You can't laugh out loud.
Where?
Why?
You got to have to do aloha. Aloha.
I walked right into it. I'm sorry. I didn't see it coming. I mean, just walked straight. I was like, huh? Just
all right, that's a good one.
Aloha.
Aloha.
They was a fan.
You
said
can't
that.
It's aloha.
Facebook, one of my Facebook pages.
Oh, man.
I had to do.
I didn't know where that was going. That was shoom.
Yeah, I was like, Waikiki, Oahu. Like, what are
Waikiki,
we?
You laugh out loud.
I never even thought of the greeting.
I never thought it was a joke, was the saddest part. I was like, did they get upset? I was worried I could never go to Hawaii.
He thought it was. A word. They're just doing high with a low voice.
Oh.
Get him out of here.
I got you one from Goblin. He got me with this one the other day. We sitting at a red light when we was driving to Florida.
At least I'm prepared this time.
This is a joke. And he said, what'd you say? Do you know where they cooked the first donuts?
Oh, yeah. Where did they fry the first donuts?
Hold on.
Where did they
Hold
fry
on.
The first donut?
Hold on.
At Talladega.
What? It's weird that you thought that, and I was thinking of Bethlehem.
That's older than that.
But
it's older than that?
It's older than Dega, baby.
Oh, it's older than Dega?
Greece.
And Greece.
Got it. Hey, I got it. Greece.
We were sitting at a red light looking at a Krispy Kreme, and guy was just pointing. He said, huh, you know where they fried the first donut? I was like,
Greece.
I'm thinking I'm about to learn something.
Yeah.
Like, no, man, where?
Greece.
In Greece.
But
unreal. Here I am trying to get a little more knowledge, and Godwin just still dropping him dad jokes.
Yeah, he's still dropping
I can't wait for the day you come walking in here and cut off blue jean shorts and white New Balance. That's what I'm waiting on.
With a little grass stain.
And kick your feet up right there. And
I
just
ain't got...
talk about you got to mow tomorrow because it's supposed to rain or something. Like, I am so ready.
I got flipping flops on.
I'm actually proud of you for wearing shoes.
Them things are dangerous.
Look how flat that foot is.
Hey, them things are dangerous.
You can shoot marbles on that foot.
I'm telling you.
That thing is so flat. They took the rest of his arch and put in St. Louis. I mean, it's unbelievable. There ain't a lick of it.
Hey, that's where McDonald's got the curves.
Where?
From the bottom of Godwin's
foot?
Yeah,
from the bottom of Godwin's foot.
Because he ain't got it.
Yeah, he ain't got no curve.
It ain't there, boys. That sucker flat-footed.
I can't help it.
He said,
that's
I can't.
That's why he doesn't wear shoes.
Hey, that's why he's scared of ice.
Because he's flat-footed?
I'm scared of ice.
Yeah, ice.
Why am I scared of ice?
He ain't scared of ice. He's scared of cold water.
Cold water.
No, he don't like ice either, getting to the cold water.
To be fair, all ice is cold water.
Yeah.
Really cold and hard.
Really cold.
Hard.
It's done turn into cold water.
What?
I'm telling you. I thought Goblin, you always think everybody gets a little dramatic about their fears and whatever. And then we was working out that day at the gym and the hot water went out. And buddy, I thought he was dead.
Already
I mean, you'd have thought it was like.
Locks up my muscles.
He's gone.
I can see it in his eyes.
Yeah. It does.
It locks him up, boys.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, and then he starts making a low guttural.
Oh, it hurt.
His little stubby arms couldn't reach the nozzle to turn the water off. He trying some, but he couldn't get there, and he wouldn't go one step further.
I'm laughing down low because he's in Hawaii.
It's in pain. It's painful.
It's painful.
I'd have made that joke his own. Laughing down low because he's in Hawaii.
Si's going to say that. Si's going to use that in front of a very big crowd.
Nobody's going to get it. Because he's going to say he's laughing real low because he's in Hawaii. Everybody be like, huh?
Laughing real low.
You can't laugh out loud in Hawaii.
Can't laugh out loud.
You got to do aloha.
Aloha.
Oh,
aloha.
Goodness gracious.
He's a pro, I tell you.
Yeah, I am.
I was a
fan. I haven't watched the news lately. Is anything worth?
Twitter got bought.
Yeah, Twitter got bought.
Are you going to tweet more now?
No.
You want me to start you a Twitter?
No. I think he has one.
Oh, does he?
Let me look.
We don't know.
If not, we should make him.
Oh, I got all this, Facebook and Instagram. And
you did? Yeah, we did all that
this
for
junk.
You.
Okay, but I don't know what they're doing on
Site
it.
Nothing anymore.
Robin.
Oh, nothing anymore? Well, hey, there you go.
No.
The real, no, that's not.
So, wait a minute. Someone bought
Twitter.
The outfit Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
It's an outfit.
A man named Elon Musk.
Musk? Mm-hmm. What did he spend to buy it?
About $50 billion.
With a B?
That was with
for
a B.
What? For new? What is Twitter anyway?
You tweet on it.
Oh yeah. I'm going to the bathroom.
Well, this is what? a media type
I'm
deal?
I'm go to the, get
it's,
something
it's
to
like
eat.
Facebook?
It's like Facebook, but it's just people complaining.
Yeah.
Mainly.
Oh, yeah, about him buying the platform.
Bunch of moaners, in other words.
It's not a lot of fun.
On there.
It's really good. Twitter is good for, like, keeping up with sports. If you're really into sports.
Yeah, NASCAR's on
and
there.
And you need to know who got hurt or, like, what their prognosis is. It generally starts.
Especially if you're a gambler.
Orange cone.
Okay. So this is a good thing for gamblers to know all the odds that they're working against them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I get
but, you know, Twitter went through that deal where they started kicking off people for saying stuff.
That happened.
And Mr. Musk didn't appreciate that.
Well, I'm with him on that.
He says that free speech, what'd he say, is, I don't remember what term he used, but basically it's required for a democracy.
Yeah.
So he said, you know what? I'll buy it.
Yeah.
And
that
government, he bought it. Now, the crazy thing is, if you took $5 from every person in the world, you still couldn't pay what he paid. Think about that.
If you took a $5 bill from every
person
on this world, you still couldn't pay for it.
You still could not pay for Twitter.
Si has so many Twitter accounts. I wish you would have just picked one. Good. Literally, there's hundreds of Si Robertson accounts.
But ain't none of them got a blue check mark.
No, they ain't real.
They ain't real, boy.
If y'all see Si on Twitter, don't worry, it ain't him.
It ain't me.
It's probably Big Hair, our producer.
That reminds me. Actually, we wrote a song. What? I don't tweet, I don't Twitter, and I don't cell phone.
What?
I don't tweet, I don't Twitter, and I don't cell phone?
Yeah. I don't know if that's exactly.
That's probably not.
That must be the remix, because I don't know how that one would flow.
No. It's close to that. Okay, I don't tweet, and I don't like whatever, you know.
It's close to that?
Yeah, it's close to that. It's called I'm the Throwback Man.
The Book of Faces?
No.
I never knew what Twitter was till Duck Dynasty happened. They said, y'all need to make a Twitter. They didn't tell I didn't know what it was because my Twitter name is stupid. But
name is dumb?
It's like at Friar.
That probably works out great.
But you can't. If I change it, I lose all my other stuff. So I was like, I'll just roll with
it. So he'll just roll.
I don't use it anyway.
He just rolls with it.
They censor too many people. But not anymore, because Elon's back in town, baby.
They ain't censoring nobody.
The boys are back in town.
You know what's good about Elon? If he keeps to his deal, we ought to be able to get on there and talk about how much we love gas and diesel engines and hate electric cars.
Yeah.
Could you not do that?
That's free speech. No, I'm just saying.
I like everything.
I do, too. I just don't want nothing electric.
No.
Other than my TV.
Thing ain't close to being
my depth finder, my trailer motor.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm down.
I don't want my big motor.
I want my big motor.
No.
I'm fine with having an electric truck as soon as it's good as a gas truck.
As soon as they figure out how to add voltage return.
Yeah, but
you don't have to
ever get that. It ain't no ever get there. Yeah.
Well,
you ain't going to be able to
maybe
pull.
One day, but
ain't
it ain't today.
You ain't going to pull nothing with it.
Well, that's why I drive.
Yeah, because the next thing
an F-150 with gator flames going down the side.
If you're saying
they're
going to get there with an electric truck, then the next thing they're going to do, you're going to have an electric plane.
Well, I ain't getting on
there. And hey,
your boy's
anything dealing with batteries, the batteries go dead.
I know.
And guess what?
An electric plane, your boy is out on.
Can I tell you my experience with
they
batteries?
They won't even let you fly with lithiums.
My weed eater's legit, though.
That, but here's the deal. Like, growing up, you got alkaline batteries. That's all we had. We never had any idea what lithium was. Well, alkaline, it start going low. You bang it a couple of times.
Jump.
That's right back working.
Yeah.
That don't work with lithium. Once she's dead,
she's gone.
She dead.
Gone.
It's time to plug up and go again. Like, you can't just, you know, you can't hit it a couple of times, make your remote work for the next
floating
6 months.
Extension cords.
Huh?
Floating extension cords.
That sounds
floating
dangerous.
Extension cords.
I'm so out
Why
on
Why do you need a
planes?
Floating extension cord?
What if there's
the
a short?
Plug in the plane when he pulls up there and stops and gets him a little cheese.
Just drone it up there. I guess a drone is a...
Drone.
I ain't getting on one of those, though.
Well, yeah, but you only get like 12 minutes of flight time.
Hey, I seen one toting a 50-pound bag or something loading in his truck. It was some seed or something.
A drone was?
Yes, guy was working out in the field in his truck, and his drone was coming across it. And he caught the bag, unloaded it. I don't know how many times it done that.
I got to figure out where Galvin's internet is, because he finds stuff I ain't heard.
He's following different Twitter pages.
Well, no, because my wife must do the same thing he does, because, you know, we're into treasure hunting, me, Jason Murray, and Jep. So, okay, my wife the other day said, oh, by the way, did you hear? And I said, hear what? He said, somebody that was treasure hunting found $50 million in Confederate gold. Well, I talked to Murray, and, like, Murray's on top of this stuff.
Yeah.
Murray said, no, that didn't happen. And I said, hey, look, I'm just telling you what my wife told me. She read it somewhere on something.
Better it go.
Yeah. 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 $50 million. And then the government moved in, and guess what?
What?
I don't know if they gave him a finder's fee or not, but, hey, they took all the gold.
Well, yeah.
Classic government.
What do you mean, yeah? It was lost. If That's I find it, hey, I know one thing. If I find $50 million, uh-uh.
Ain't you know
I'll
what
melt
these modern
a little bit
times
off
is?
Go
people
into
don't want you
little
to
little
have
nugget. How much is it worth?
If you find $50 million, can I get like $100,000?
Yeah, sure you can.
Okay,
hey,
I ain't even gonna be greedy.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
that's all. $50 million.
Yeah, you get
$50 million in gold bars.
That's what you and Jace are looking for.
Yeah, and I'm finding out it won't do us any good if we find it unless we keep it on the under the radar.
Well, buddy, your secret is safe with me.
Yeah, you just spread it out to the rest of us. I like it. I like it.
So far, I won't tell nobody.
Well,
buddy, I'll sign an agreement right now.
Yeah, I'm not greedy, okay?
Yeah.
$50 million?
$50 million.
I don't want but a little bit.
Yeah. And if I don't get a little bit, I will sing like a canary, baby.
Remember that story you told about bailing on Jace?
Oh, yeah.
I'm warm enough to pipe, so. You want to talk about tweeting? I'd be tweeting, son.
Tweet.
Hey, there used to be a song, Tweety Tweet, something like that.
Rockin' Robin.
Yeah, Rockin' Robin. Tweet.
Oh, Lord. Well, let's take another break.
I'm finding out about my friends here.
Yeah.
They'll bail in a heartbeat when it gets down to it.
Hey, look, we're all famous for being known as we can't be bought.
That's right. Hey.
But we can darn sure be rented.
Rented.
That's right.
There you go.
We'll be
so here comes a commercial.
Si, have you ever played Wordle?
No.
Why not?
I love Wordle.
So Wordle is a game. It's a word game of five-letter words. You get 6 guesses to get it right. And if you get the letter in the right place, it goes green. If you get the right letter, but it's in the wrong place, it's yellow.
What's it
and if
like?
It's wrong, there's nothing. Or it's gray or something. I don't know, but... But you get
what's it look
answers.
Like? Why, I'll show you.
There we go, Si. So pick a 5-letter word. Johnny D, you type it in.
Hey, hold on. I want to know. Martin's probably really good at this game. What's your max streak?
47.
Okay, we're not going to talk about mine.
Jesus.
Why?
18.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, 40. I think, is a name that probably won't work.
Why is that?
That's not going to recognize it as a. Oh, it does work.
Oh, no, yeah.
It worked. Hey, the answer. All right. Moral of the story, people, even when you think he's not the answer, he is.
If he's on Wordle, he real.
It's the right answer to everything.
All right, so the E's in the right spot.
Okay.
And now we know that there is an S involved.
But see, what you don't want to do, Sagawa, and I'm just going to give you a little tip here.
All right.
Don't start with double letters because you're trying process of elimination. You ain't got but 6 chances. Here.
I do mouth, spare, cling, first 3 every time.
I've gotten it right on the first one like 3 times.
What?
I just use the same word until it's the word, and then I find another one.
So you go down
like,
now?
I don't know.
My new starter is train.
But no. So now we're starting down the E?
No, not E. Now you another 5-letter word. You know E is the second
E's
letter.
E's the second letter. S is in it. J-U, second S is not
no
it.
No longer in
it. No, it's just A.
So he said it's over.
So it's not a crossword puzzle.
It's over.
It's basically a crossword.
Yeah, sad thing is, I've already played today, and I don't even remember the word.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I got that one.
So I need to.
Oh, yeah.
Say a name, a word with E.
Yeah, it's the second letter. So like
enough.
No, oh, that's too many. That's one's too many.
that's too many letters.
That's too many. What about like? I'm trying to do it without giving it away.
Ebert.
Who?
Elam.
Hart would be a good one. Hart would be a good one.
There you go. Hart. Try Hart.
I thought.
Oh wow! I'm a genius.
Oh.
I thought you had to start with E.
So the second letter.
The second letter.
All the green is good, right?
Yeah.
The green are good, and you know there's an S in it.
Okay.
Yeah, so now you only have to change the middle letter.
How do we know there's an S in it?
Because it's yellow. So I told you. I told you before we got here, this would not be his jam. So
come on, man.
H-E blank S-T is what you're seeing from that.
What?
Time.
What?
What?
Nope, that's wrong. Wrong. 5 letters. Came before.
The word is H-E blank.
Oh, H-E blank.
T. That's what we know from what we're looking at. So what letter? I can't believe you can't figure this out.
No, I tell you, I'm not analytical. I see that right now.
So say that again.
I can't believe you can't.
What's the word? Just tell me what the word is.
H-E blank S-T.
I have no idea. I'm telling you, I'm brain dead when it comes to this kind of junk.
He's a math man. He's no English wasn't his strong suit.
I know a lot of people steal stuff, you know, all the time.
What? What's that? Oh, okay. Godwin
got it.
Godwin knows
Godwin
it.
Godwin got it.
Mark, okay. Si.
Steal. That's what
she's. Okay, yeah, it's steal.
Okay.
Nope. Not steak either. I meant to type steal. All right, it's not that one either. Okay, but what if it?
What if it were that?
What?
Yeah.
What if?
Should
it
I try
were
that? Si-
iced.
We got it. Well, okay, this could be a new thing.
Hey. Wordle with Si.
Wordle with Si.
This would not hold my attention because it's a waste of time.
Okay. No, I thought you said for that.
He gets it now. It takes one
word. You had to start with E.
Mm-mm. No, if it's green, it's in the right spot. Yeah.
If it's yellow, it's not. It's have you ever played Quirtle?
Yeah. Have you played Hurdle?
What's Hurdle?
It is with music. It's like name that tune.
Oh, Si would be a master of that.
No, not his time frame. I mean, they do have a lot of Al Green, but like the other day was no diggity.
Rush on it?
So, hey, I watched that one night.
No Rush.
Name that tune.
Yeah.
No AC/DC.
And look, as many times as I have sung.
Yo, Pink Floyd, any Pink Floyd on?
Can we try Hurdle?
Yeah, I don't remember what. Today's is. I didn't even know today's.
Okay, so. Ready? I don't know how this works, and we might not be able to play this.
Producer, you play Hurdle?
Okay, listen. We might not be able to use
it. He's not
going
to be able to use it.
We can use 7 seconds. Everybody, ready, set.
Hit play.
That's all you get?
For the first one. Then you hit like skip, skip, skip. You get like.
Well, that's obviously Led Zeppelin's greatest hit, Chairs.
I've never even heard of this song, so it's.
I heard. I know it, but
I don't know that one.
I heard it.
Godwin says I know it.
Well, I don't know it, but I've heard it.
Buddy, I ain't got a clue.
I have no idea.
I played it this morning. I don't remember. Brittany is really good at this game. Like, shockingly good at this.
I have no idea. I don't like this game.
That's what amazed me. I watched this one night. You talking about Name That Tune? And as many times I've sang ZZ Top's Sharp Dressed Man.
Yeah.
I've never heard that song in my life.
No idea.
I have no idea what this is. See, boo.
That's what I'm talking about.
Boo that game.
I got Willie on it. Willie plays it.
It was something I've never.
Yeah, that's the problem with music.
I know all the words, or at least most of them. I'm not listening to whatever the
kids
are listening to.
Yeah, but you got to name the tune, the name of it.
Yeah.
I don't know the tune.
And the artist.
And the artist, yeah.
Willie's pretty good at it.
Well, that's because he listens to kid music a lot, though.
Yeah.
Willie's taste in music, while sometimes it is great, other times it is very, very, like, junior high girlish.
I'm just saying it. Like, it's
he was
like,
a big Milli Vanilli.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's all of a sudden, I'm like, is Bella in the car? Why are we listening to One Direction? I didn't ever understand why he liked that stuff so much.
He said he's cultural.
But, hey, yeah. Thinking about that.
What?
Think about it.
Yo, you said your wife was very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
She's good at music stuff?
Well, no, I'm wondering why.
Because it's a long drive from here to Nashville.
There's a lot of people that are cause like, I always look at it, I'll use a guitar, playing a guitar. Think about a guy that would listen to an eight-minute song.
8 minutes.
Okay. He don't read music. He don't, none of that.
Those people that can play by memory.
He can hear that eight-minute song.
And just rip it.
And then rip it on that guitar.
Yeah, my mom's that way.
Note for note.
Not with a guitar, with a piano.
Yeah.
Really?
She can hear it one time and she can play it by ear.
I did not know that about your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did not get that.
Me neither.
Oh, no.
But my mother, it didn't
if
either.
That's genetic. It ain't in this
oh,
code.
Oh, no. That's not genetic.
You have
that's
to,
a gift from
you
the,
had to
the
play
big man
an
upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember when you brought a trumpet?
Yeah, I can do it with a trumpet. Used to.
That was one of the greatest episodes.
I'd have to play it for a while.
We ever had. When Godwin came in playing When the Saints Go Marching.
That's what Si wanted to hear.
Oh, no. Because, hey, look, anything musical.
He's in.
It's magic.
No, hey.
It really is. In my humble opinion.
You know what else is magic?
What?
These breaks that keep appearing.
They keep appearing.
After that.
I just want to know the person that sits there and designs a crossword.
They got a lot of...
They had him on TV the other day.
They're perfect.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm serious. They had that guy on TV the other day.
No, they did not.
I'm telling you.
On the local news?
They had him on TV somewhere the other day because he said, okay, here's what I do for a living. It showed him. He's doing crossword puzzles.
So then you have to put all those words together.
Yeah.
And then you have to write the clues for them. So what come first, the word or the clue?
Blue.
I think it was probably on PBS.
Blue come first.
Was it Will Shorts?
I don't know. It was some guy.
I would hope his name is Mr. Cross or Mr. Word.
Is he doing crossword?
Will Shorts. The other name, the Puzzle Master.
Right.
The
Puzzle Master.
Wait, there's one guy that does this?
Yeah.
He's been doing it 100 years.
Yeah. And he ain't that old. I figured it'd be an old dude.
Well, who done them for him?
He's 45.
He's your age.
He's my age.
Give or take.
I wish I looked that good. Good grief, that boy.
Mr. Shorts, if you're listening, bravo.
I don't know if we're recording or not, but that line right there is solid gold.
Hey.
I wish I looked that good.
No, well, hold on. That picture is from 11 years ago, though. So
I didn't look that good 11 years ago.
I would put him 45.
Here's a sign aged in the last 15 years. He's looked that way since I've known him.
Right.
Well, I mean, it may have got a little lighter.
What were you talking about?
How?
Crazy don't
don't age well.
That's right. It don't change. It don't age, period.
So the guy who apparently is the puzzle master.
I just got to know.
Also plays a lot of ping pong.
That's what I'd have thought.
This man is the most interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
He was on. I'm telling you, he was on television, and it showed him in his house, and he had a big blank tablet, and he was, talking about, okay.
Making crosswords.
Could you imagine?
Well, who done them before he did?
I would love.
I have no idea.
I think he invented them.
To be a fly on the wall and watching Si watch a documentary on crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
Because I bet. You were sitting there saying,
"Oh no! It was really interesting. Yeah. It really was.
He didn't invent them
because it went back. It was telling how it started and all this. So I'm looking at this. I'm talking about good grief, because hey, that's what happened at the breakfast table every morning.
Yeah,
mom and dad is doing the crossword puzzle, and they say, "Oh, that's a rerun.
And
we've done that
when I was a
kid. Can you believe that?"
What?
Did you hear what he just said?
What?
They sitting there at the breakfast table with the crossword newspaper.
Yeah.
And now they tell us to put our phones down when we eat.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
That's
we
funny.
We quit preaching and got to meddling here.
Ooh, you used to have books and papers, didn't you?
Hey, I will say when I was a kid and eating breakfast before school, I got the little section of the newspaper that had to jumble it. Now, crossword, I didn't know half them words. I was a kid.
No, I like to call
But that jumble, I could figure out. And I sit there and do that every morning before. That's where you they got the words jumbled, and then you write in, it's got letters circled, and then you take those and make the answer to the bottom.
Yeah, I just went, monkeys over
here's
there.
One I'm good at.
I always loved it.
I don't know what it's called. They got a square, okay, and they got all these letters, and you got to pick out, they've got words.
Oh, he's a word search guy.
All over it.
Oh, yeah.
He likes word search.
I just up there, five, okay, there's another one, there's one here. Yep.
You know why that is? That's because we look through them thickets all the time for critters.
Well, it might be.
So good
at that. They just jump out at me, okay? They really do. But hey, since you brought that up,
institution. He just sees a word that scares him.
Never deer hunted in your life.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for those that are just now starting to hunt, you have walked by so many big bucks.
If you knew, you
would not believe it.
And that,
okay,
is
because
like
if you don't know what you're looking for,
puzzle,
you will not see them. And hey, and this is something that is half white.
You got the omit the woods.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. They're standing in plain view, but you can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the old deal about you can't see the trees for the forest.
That's exactly right.
Newspapers, man.
Wait.
And I've never.
I thought it was you couldn't see the forest for the trees.
Well, hey, whatever. I probably said
that.
I've been looking at these woods wrong my whole life.
Here's another one for you.
Down the road and see a deer standing out there?
No.
Way out in the woods, because you omit the trees, you don't see them.
That's right.
You just see the deer.
No.
You ain't never done that?
Mm-mm. Not way out in the woods. I'm generally looking for peril where they could jump out in front
of me. Hey, here's another thing.
I don't look way out while I'm driving.
Two of them. A deer walking in water does not cause any ripples. Time.
What?
When he's sneaky, he does not cause any ripples.
You can't hear him.
And no. That was the other one. The leaves have fell off the trees. And they're foot deep.
Mm.
I sound like a herd of elephants go to my tree stand, lock it on, and climb up the tree and sit there. And the next thing, I'm sitting there for 45 minutes and hadn't heard a sound. And then something catches my eye right below me. And there's a big old doe, probably weigh 200 pounds, standing under me. And I'm going, how in the world did that deer get under me without me hearing any leaves crackling?
Is that the deer that coughed because of the cigarette smoke?
No, I was in Germany.
And it was a button head.
Secondhand smoke is bad for you. Mm-hmm. A deer taught me that. Okay, because I had a little cigarette, blew the smoke out, and about that time, the wind took off, and it did one of these deals. It come in the window and then immediately went down, and I heard. Y'all, and I thought it was the guy that had dropped me off. Y'all, and I said, what do you want? And I looked and there was a buck there.
I don't care how many times I hear that story. It makes me laugh.
Well, no,
I can confirm
true.
Secondhand smoke is bad. Because the first time I ever took side duck hunting, he got in my truck with the windows up and fired one up. And I was like.
So he's looking at me.
Okay.
You should have just slapped the fire out of me.
Well, I let you have that one. When you went to light that second one, I said,
you should have
just cracked that window.
If you'd have slapped me and said, hey, look, I don't want you smoking in my truck, I'd have said,
I was getting to go duck hunting with Cy Robertson. You think I cared? Now, that second one, though, I couldn't take it. I was like, man, you crack that window a little bit.
That's why he's so good at it. When he said it, I just said, oh, I'm sorry.
And threw the whole thing.
Yeah, he did. He threw the whole thing out, waited till we got to the store.
I'm sorry. I said, it was just reefer. I didn't even think.
But it didn't. I was like, you just crack it.
You should have just slapped the fire out of me.
Hey, I grew up with my grandfather at deer camp. He wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, take a puff off his pipe, go back to sleep. He's sitting there on the side of the bed, son. So I was used to it. It just... And them closed-in spaces get a little rough if you ain't the one doing it.
No, that was when I come amazing. In from the military when Kay bought that place down there for her and Phil, and it had an extra house, and Mom and Dad moved in. And they grew up playing, Jace grew up playing dominoes at Mama's house. You know, I'd walk in there, come in from leave, and I'm serious. It looked like they had opened the door and let a cloud come in. And a big one, okay.
On the inside.
Oh, no, yeah, let it all in. You know,
it was just hovering
about
there.
2 inches above their head, it was just, you know, they sitting there, give it in.
Yeah, playing dominoes.
Playing dominoes, and daddy's got 4 or 5 cigarettes smoking in the ashtray. You know, he'd take a drag off one, put it, then light another. You know, half of it burned down. He done lit another one. I'm shocked that none of us has got cancer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they grew up, Jason and Al and all them grew up in my pool hall. Grandma and Grandpa's house.
And how old was Granny?
She died when she was 94.
That's what I'm saying. That thing's bad for you, son.
It finally got her.
Yeah. Boy, if she'd have just read them morning, she may would have made it to 95.
If she hadn't smoked, she'd probably have lived to be 1,000.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Unbelievable. 94 finally got her. Unreal.
I don't even know where we go from here.
No, that's one of the most amazing things. And that's one thing that, hey, there is a God in heaven, okay? You know, because, you know, the stuff my mother went through in her lifetime, nah, ain't no way.
He said, no.
Yeah,
ain't no
way. Ain't no way, boy.
Yeah, if they ain't a supreme being, you couldn't live through that kind of junk.
Yeah. And then to end it on the Price is Right. Yeah. Golly.
Oh, no. at the young age of 84, she won both showcases.
All of it.
All of it, boy.
All right, well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this.
Hey.
Did you just do that?
Yeah, I just did.
Did you record that? Who threw that?
I kicked it. Philip had it shoved down in there, and I kicked it out of it, and it landed just like that.
I'm going to need to see the replay, sir.
Shoved down in what? Oh.
There's a hole right there.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Do it again.
Well, I got to get it where it's going. Oh, see, I missed.
You can't even kick it again.
You're fixing to mess your shin up.
That's unbelievable.
He actually kicked it and it stood out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to need you to run that tape back, sir. Say when.
All right, we're back. Mailbag time. Johnny D, hello at duckcallroom.com.
I found out who sent the 587 packets of lemon stuff.
That and before.
Cole from Ligonier, Indiana, I'm guessing.
Indiana, boy.
Thank you, Cole.
Yep.
And whoever was nice enough to send me the
diaper
wipes, diapers.
Oh, diapers.
Did you find out who it was?
Oh, this is a different one.
Oh.
That showed up today.
You need that.
And the sleep mask. Oh. Whoever decided to call me Two Shot.
Now your name's Two Shot? What was it yesterday? Big guy?
Big Martin.
Big Martin.
And then today it was addressed to Justin Two Shot Martin.
What's that?
There you go. Double barrel.
Yeah. Thank you. However, thank you very much. So,
hey, we seen the milkman on the way back from Florida.
I told Godwin, I said, we need to run that sucker down. That's who got them twins.
The milkman, baby. Yeah.
I was wondering where that was going.
Yeah. But what's in that mailbag, John?
What's in this mailbag? Oh, mail bag. All right, question for everyone, point, times three.
Lay it on me.
Hey, Duck Call Room, my name is Jack. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. That's your guy.
Jack, I've been looking for you a whole life, son.
There you go. It's waiting on that one. He loves podcasts. We've inspired him to get closer to God. That's good. But I have something happen today at school that he had a question about. One of my friends brought up that she was not a believer in Jesus Christ. Is it okay to still hang out with her and be friends with her, even though we believe in different things?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. She's the one you need to be hanging out with.
Yeah, that's the one you need to hang with.
Yeah.
Because, hey, you may bring her around.
That's right.
Okay, and introduce her to the greatest man on this earth that ever was.
Absolutely.
And he's still alive.
It's not the well who need a doctor, but the sick.
That's it. There you go.
And that's who Jesus actually came to see. Mm. He didn't come for the saved. He came for the unsaved. So, yes, I thought that was just an important one for our young friend Jack to know. It's okay to be friends with people. Now, you don't want to, if they're doing wrong or something, maybe not hang out with them at that moment, but you still need to be their friend, and they need to see you show them the love of Jesus, right?
And a warning, don't let her lead you the other way.
You be the leader.
Yeah.
I guess
you bring her to Jesus. Don't let her take you the other way.
Be gentle. Be gentle.
Yeah, be gentle. You ain't got to beat her over the head with nothing. Show it through your life. Show it through actions.
Yeah, that's what got me.
Me too.
Action speaks louder than words.
The actions of these clowns of the coolest I was stories, in this duck call room with.
One of the coolest stories ever was, okay, we got a guy when we were doing the Duck Dynasty show. He's called the sound man, so he mics everybody up. And like, you know, he's like God. He's always listening. Okay. And hey, he got converted and was baptized because of not what he heard, but he got converted because of what he did not hear.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Berger.
Yeah, Berger.
I know who you're talking about.
Yep.
Berger. Yeah.
No Berger. Yep.
All right, what else we got?
Here's another quick one, probably, maybe not. Hey, my name is Luke. I'm from Owosso, Oklahoma. Boy. I play high school football, I've recently been faced with the dilemma. I've gotten in the sport of golf and have fallen in love with it.
Mm.
Problem is, football takes up most of his time and summers. I'm not sure if I should quit football for golf, and if so, how am I supposed to tell my coaches?
Mm. Well, here's the deal.
Those two
I would tell you, I played football, okay, and I wasn't big enough. I shouldn't have played. Okay, but hey, you'll get hurt playing football. Now, you may pull a muscle playing golf because Willie does it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, okay.
He ain't got to be playing.
The lesser of two evils. The lesser of two evils here, okay. Golf will probably be better for your body.
That's 100%.
Than football, because you're going to get injured playing football. Okay. Yeah. Especially if you go to college and play it. And then you're sure enough going to get hurt if you make it to the pros.
But in high school, I guess you probably enjoy football too. There's nothing saying you can't play both.
That depends on your love.
And you're
young. You can bounce back. If you love both of them, play them, dude.
I'm going to guess, Luke, I'm going off the statistics. Football at 18, it's done. You can play golf for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. Si plays golf every once in a while.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
No, I attempt to play golf.
Okay. But, you know, but I would say if you love something, do that. If you don't like I quit football in junior high because I was miserable because I was tiny. But I wish I would have played longer because I got bigger right after I quit.
Yeah.
But do what you love, but I think you got time to do both.
Yeah, I do.
And we don't know how good you are either.
Yeah, looking back on it, I was a kid in high school. I quit playing baseball because I was like, man, this is all taking up too much time. Like, that's most time you ever got in your life, son. If you think you ain't got no time right now,
just wait, buddy.
You got all the time you can stand right now, trust me. So,
well, and take a good look in the mirror. If you're good enough to do either of those at the next level, and be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
I wasn't good enough to do anything really at the next level.
Me neither.
If you are, you might want to focus on that one.
Yeah.
All right, y'all want to get heavy?
Yeah, let's go.
Go for it.
What is buzzing around here? Somebody's buzzing. Si, turn your phone off. I don't have a phone. Courtney from Kentucky. This one's a heavy
one. My daughter.
And it's
Godwin said my daughter.
All right. Well, this one's from Courtney. So it's heavy. I'm leading in with that. She's from Kentucky. Yesterday, she watched her grandfather take his last breath. He was a great man of God, the best she ever knew. She's struggling to sleep, and this is super recent, and that's okay to struggle to sleep right now because she doesn't want to dream about it. She doesn't want to relive those moments over again. She says she's not fearful of death, but maybe I am. She's got anxiety. Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks.
I'll start this off. Darling, how long? My question to you is, how long did you have your grandfather with you? Okay, because I didn't get to know either one of mine, and that has always ticked me off to the you don't understand. So my deal is, hey, I tell people all the time, if you'd asked me as a young man, because me and my mother was just tight, okay, very very close, you know. If you'd asked me, what are you going to do when mom dies? You know, and I never thought I would give you the answer I'm fixing to give you. Hey, here's the good thing. I know where she went, okay? I know who she's with, okay? And everything she is experiencing up there is the good stuff, okay? So that's where your grandfather is at there, young lady, okay? So, hey, you can feel bad for yourself. You have no reason to feel bad for Grandpa.
Okay? Absolutely.
He's done his time on this planet, and he's in heaven right now with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's my personal belief that I believe in with all my heart. Okay? And if you had him for 20 years, hey, you're ahead in the deal.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I mean, from her description of him, it sounds like there's no questioning where he went. Like, there's no wonder did Papaw make it.
Yeah.
You know, from the sounds of it, you know Papaw made it.
Right.
So be sad. Grieve however you're going to grieve. There's no right way to grieve. There's no wrong way to grieve.
And it's okay to be. This is super recent.
Absolutely.
So I literally, when I read this email, I went and read a story in the Bible that I just, about Lazarus, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus knew that Lazarus died before anybody told him. Mm-hmm. And then they said, then they were literally upset. They told Jesus, if you were here, he wouldn't be dead right now. And then you know what he did? He wept.
Yeah.
So, and he knew he was about to write, he knew for a fact, he was like, this is about to be really cool. But he was sad. And I think in that verse, Jesus wept. He was weeping because he knew his friends were sad.
No, no. That's, right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly why he cried.
He cried for us.
Okay, he was crying for Lazarus' friends.
And so, Corey, I just want you to know.
And for all of humanity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he saw people he loved and got to know, and he saw the sting that is death. And it still stings because you're going to miss him. You're going to have to live your life without him now, and it stings. But exactly what Si always says, it is just a change of address, so we do have that hope. But it's okay to be sad right now. It's okay to, you know, you're going to have a little anxiety.
Yeah.
That's totally natural.
Feel all the things.
Feel them all and tell people how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Hey, my other charge to you is live your life just like Grandpa did.
Amen.
That way, hey. One of these days, you'll see him and be with him again.
Yeah, and you won't have to fear death.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, it sucks. It sucks hard, but not for them, for you.
Yeah.
It don't suck for them. They win. And so will we, eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah.
So
we just got some time to spend without them.
Yeah.
But one day, Courtney, we're going to hang out with you in heaven.
Ain't that the truth?
Sure will.
Ain't a game more than insight.
And not a game more than
insight.
All right.
That's it.
I got two Bible verses to leave us out with.
Go ahead.
One's really short.
Jesus wept.
John 11:35, Jesus wept. He was human and he did have emotions. And then the other one's for our first friend that emailed in. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. If you're sitting around and everybody you know is a Christian, that might be a problem.
Go get uncomfortable.
Because Jesus said, go into all the world and make disciples. A little Great Commission for you. See y'all next week.